Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome to Star Piece. Well, this is interesting to say for the first time. Part of the GoCast podcast, where we get to know your favorite personalities and leaders in the world of Pokemon Go a little bit better. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm joined by, not as always quite yet, but my co-host, Lachlan.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Oh, you just leaned right into it, didn't you? I love that.
Crikey. I'm from Australia, like that fish on a heater bloke that you have on this channel occasionally.
There we go. See, we're already making connections. So those of you that are listening, I'm sure you've probably heard of Lachlan before or heard Lachlan before, even if you did not know who he was. And I'm hoping that you're going to learn to get to know him a bit better through this project and love him just as much as I do and the rest of our team does as well. But it's not just me and Lachlan here. No. This is an interview show. And so who would be down and willing enough to be our first interview? Well, it's none other than Cricket23. Hello, Cricket. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Or should I say good morning, Pokemon friends?
There you go. See, now I'm in the zone. We're here. Great. Well, Cricket, thank you very much for agreeing to be our guinea pig, for lack of a better phrase, I suppose. It is great to have you on. This is over a year in the making. Not the show in particular, but just having you on.
Yeah. No, thank you so very much. I really am excited to see where your concept and your idea and build this into something amazing like the other shows that you have on your channel. So thank you so much for having me. And yeah, just super excited to be part of the very first episode of this new podcast. So thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, we're just as excited. So generally speaking, the idea of this show, Lachlan, why don't you kind of give it a whirl? I mean, we have our tagline, but like, what are we actually doing here?
Well, Star Piece, you know, definitely just grabbing another name from the open Pokemon Go scroll. Oh, that works. So we've got the stars of the world of Pokemon and Pokemon Go and Extended, and we're having an interview piece, and it was probably the best name. I think Mystery Box could have been the only other thing we could have gone with, like, who's in the Mystery Box this week? Or grab out your coin bags and join their Patreons. Doesn't work quite as well. So, and I don't think we could have been the Daily Adventure in sense, because that's a bit more of a commitment than we're ready to do right now.
A little bit. Yeah.
Who's this week's Galarian bird? It's Cricket. So we just want to have a conversation with different creators around the globe, in and around the Pokemon Go space, just to really understand what makes them tick, what you might not know about them, where they came from, where they're going. And we're going to have a special question we're going to ask every guest. So maybe if this gets to a milestone episode, we could make a montage of all of them. And you can just sort of see the evolution of that question. And maybe that question gets more relevant the closer we get to certain events.
Mm. Oh, I like where this is going. Yeah, okay. So like Lachlan said, this is kind of like what we used to do with our standalone interviews, which I definitely slowed down on again last year. Scheduling was a real problem, and Lachlan has the chops, and so I was like, hey man, let's do this. And so here we are, we're doing it.
Out of podcast retirement.
It's true, I have.
Good.
That's a story for another time.
Yay.
I've got the perfect guest for us to tell that story. Later down the track. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
It's Cricket's dog, Kobe.
Who's currently asleep on my bed right now.
But his chair is there for whenever he wants to come join
me. When he wakes up. Yeah, when he needs a treat. If we have too much fun.
I hope we're blessed sometime during this recording. That'd be great. So we have a bunch of questions to get to know Cricket, Cricket's process, Cricket's content, everything about Cricket for this first episode. So great. I think we should probably just kind of jump in because, you know, it's not even worth asking you like, hey, what do you do overall? Because we're going to get there. Mm-hmm. We're going to get there. So, you know, generally speaking, you create content for Pokemon Go on mm-hmm. YouTube, and you also do live streams, right? And mm-hmm. so, you know, it's always really interesting to ask people that make Pokemon Go content where they kind of like found their sea legs more or less with Pokemon. Some people from darn near birth and other people just a few years ago. So where in that spectrum do you land?
So yes, I make Pokemon Go content. My main channel is YouTube, and I grew up with the anime. It was just a show that was on, like, you know, the cartoons in the morning that you'd watch before going to school. And then I really kind of embraced Pokemon when Pokemon Go came out. The first day it came out, I downloaded the game. I freaked out because the first Pokemon ran away as my buddy. So then I like grabbed the second one.
Oh my.
Yeah. And then later on, I learned that you could just wait until they all disappear and then Pikachu comes, and I could have had a Pikachu. So actually, when I later down the track, when I encouraged my mum to play, I made her wait to get a Pikachu so she could make up for my mistakes. So
we've all been there. Yeah,
my first Pokemon game, my first introduction to the fully fledged Pokemon world was Pokemon Go. I never had a Game Boy, never had any main series games. My family was just too poor. Like, I was the poor kid at school, and, you know, I was lucky to have food, and we would swap sandwiches. And while kids were playing with their Pokemon cards, I was like, oh, that looks fun, but I don't want to touch it in case I break it and then I have to pay for it. So, yeah, Pokemon Go was my very first introduction. And I guess the first month that I played it, I walked some astronomical amount of kilometers, like 400 kilometers or something like that. Whoa. Yeah, it was insane. That was the first month when Pokemon Go released. So I knew that this was something that I was really drawn to.
I remember back in 2016 when the game came out, and I would walk from my house in West Brisbane, which is normally like a 22-minute drive to the city. I would walk to the city and then walk home from the city just because I wanted to know what was between point A and point B. And I could then find out, oh, if I take this route, there's more spinners. Or, oh, there's more Pokemon to catch down there. Oh, there's that little tiny nest. Has it still got a bunch of Dratini in it, or the Charmander that it turned into? So those initial discoveries in 2016 were really crucial for, you know, the longevity of this game. Even though I haven't played every day since 2016, I put it down. Picked it up, put it down, picked it up, and then picked it up and never put it back down again.
Yeah, I think we all sort of have like some sort of core experience at the beginning. Mine, I remember very clearly, was our downtown area for our, like, the city that I live in. I was out there with a friend walking around trying to catch Pokemon, and then like five or six people that I had no idea who they were down the road, and they yelled, "There's a Poliwag down here," and none of us had gotten a Poliwag yet. And so everybody was running, and there was like 20 of us on top of that Poliwag spawn. And I'm like, you know what? Looking around after like the adrenaline sort of wore off, like, this is something real special, you know? And boy, we'll talk plenty about community interaction later on in this interview for sure. But so really quick, before we even kind of hop into it, like really with like why Pokemon Go and things like that, I kind of want to stick to the time period prior to that. So what did you do before Pokemon Go? Because Pokemon Go content creation, I suppose, in general, is your full-time gig, right?
Yeah, I am a full-time digital creator. Okay. So, yeah, I'm across multiple platforms. My main channel is YouTube, and I like to create, tell my stories, be artistic, and make people feel good, inspire people.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
No, go ahead, Lachlan.
Well, I can definitely say you have inspired a lot of people. Like, I like to do this thing on a community day where I'll talk to people and say, so what creators do you watch or listen to in the Pokemon Go space? Where do you get your news? And a lot of them will say, if I'm having a down day, I'll put on cricket, or even though we're in the same time zone as cricket, I'll watch her video and see how her experience was different to me, because it's normally up by the time they get home or the next day when they're having lunch or breakfast. And you're a consistent thing that people bring up. A lot of people have started bringing up the Incense podcast recently as well, in addition to the other mainstay staples. And when we had Zoe was in town recently. A lot of people are like, oh yes, I listen and watch Zoe. I'm like, how do you listen to her? Oh, yes, I watch Zoe. I'm like, you have no idea who she is. I just saw a crowd. I thought, I'm in this crowd, game. So it's always interesting to have those conversations. It's always interesting to have those conversations on that down-to-earth level because you never really know what's someone's going to say. And when they say a creator that I watch and I like and that gives me that mm-hmm. joy, it sort of starts that friendship. And you're mm-hmm. one of those creators who just exudes positivity and it's infectious.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind to hear. And like, so something that's really important to me is I just never assume anybody knows who I am. So I'm definitely, I really want to meet people. So the first thing you're going to get out of me is, hi, I'm Cricket. And I'll reach out my hand to shake. And I'm like, do we shake hands? Do we hug? Do we fist bump? Do we do a little dance? Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? Hi, I'm Cricket. And I would like to know you, fellow soul of goodness. So that's a really kind thing for you guys to share with me. So thank you. Appreciate that.
So I guess that sort of begs the question then, prior to Pokemon Go and digital content creation, what were you doing with your time? Where was your interest at?
Okay. I've done a lot of different things. And I think I'm one of those souls that just doesn't stop. I am very interested in life, in people, in experiences. So prior to being a digital creator, I was a geologist. I studied geology and geophysics at university. So I'm a fully trained, fully qualified geophysicist, and I worked in the Australian mining industry for a number of years. I retired from that industry as a supervisor, actually as a data manager. So I worked my way up the industry chain and then decided, you know what, this really isn't for me. This isn't the right fit for me. I lived very remote. I spent a number of years living in mining camps and living and working with traditional landowners. So I have a great appreciation for Australia, the country, its people, all of that. But I just decided that, there was more. There was more to explore and there was more stories to tell. And I'm greatly appreciative for my experiences and what the working industry taught me and the way it taught me how to relate to people of all levels, of all walks of life. But I wanted to do something else. So I trialed a couple of different other professions and other careers. I have a master's in occupational health and safety because I'm very passionate about other people and their health and safety and them feeling safe in a workplace. Coming from mining, I've seen some pretty nasty, devastating stuff.
Oh, so, sure.
Yeah, so I am very, very passionate about people being safe at work and feeling well doing what they're doing. So I got that master's as well. I ran my own natural therapies business. So I would see clients and listen to them and try and help them either broaden their mindset, improve their mindset so that it serves them a little bit better to help them achieve their personal goals, you know, talk to people, talk through their relationships, whatever it was. It was, you know, doing massage and yoga, a lot of yoga, and just trying to help people be the best they can be. I moved that business. I closed down because when you move, there goes all your clientele. So I referred them to other people. And then I did a lot of volunteering. Throughout my whole life, I've done a lot of volunteering with animal shelters. And that, yes, it's good, but it's also heartbreaking. So I did a lot of volunteering in a lot of service industries. So like veterans, volunteering with veterans, veteran spouses, community groups, mums and bubs groups, animal shelters, just as much. Lots and lots of volunteering, like too much volunteering. It basically became, word got around and they were like, oh, we know a girl. She's up for anything. She'll help us get this planned or do this. So I did all of these things and then I decided that I have all of these stories to tell. I have all of these life experiences to share and I feel like I can really see the good in other people and inspire them. And if I could connect with more people, if I could find my people as well that are also really interested in getting to know me and spending time with me, because I'm a little bit silly and I'm a little bit quirky and I'm a little bit loud and full on.
So what Cricket is currently describing is me.
Yeah, Lachlan and I are very similar.
For the first time.
Yeah, we're from the same biscuit tin. Different flavors, but same biscuit tin.
Both got a little bit of blonde in us.
So the content creation idea came up, and I'm very artistic, but my life and what I've had to do, I've always had to be really serious and be like, you know, get my own house and look after myself. And so I got to a point in my life where I could actually start to do things that I would enjoy and explore my creative side. At the same time, my auntie, who was living in a different state, was struggling with her epilepsy. So I was trying to find my people, do something that is good and healthy for my soul, that I would enjoy, be creative, and support my auntie, who I introduced Pokemon Go to help her have a better quality of life, living with her epilepsy and having seizures. Now, she has seizures every single day of her life. And for people who don't know what epilepsy is, it's a neurological condition, and you can be having a conversation and then all of a sudden just lose time, space, memory, everything, and wake up and not know where you are or what's happening. So for my auntie, I thought it was a really good idea to introduce her to Pokemon Go so that when the seizure had finished, she could get some grounding and try and spark those neural connections and remind her, oh, I was catching a Pokemon, or, oh, I'm at this gym, or I'm at this Pokestop. Oh, that's right, I was heading here. Now, my auntie does have a full-time carer, and she also she has a wheelchair. She's not 100% dependent on the wheelchair, but she does need a wheelchair. So she comes into the category of one of our disabled community members and players, and she's very passionate, and there is no way anyone would ever tell her she can't catch a Pokemon, or she can't participate in something, or can't do something. Can't is not part of her repertoire. So the digital creation, I got my camera, all these factors aligned, and I started making content to teach my auntie how to play while I wasn't with her in person, therefore finding other people like my auntie or like me that also want to come and play and chat and be positive and get together and just enjoy the moment together and create memorable, positive experiences whilst also serving people that, you know, if you feel a bit awkward or a bit uncomfortable or get lost out and about, you have the grounding of a GPS in your hand as well as something cute and fun to play. So
the roots feature could be really useful for your auntie, as it's a case of like, oh, I'm following this path, or the campfire's functionality where you can navigate to a gym. So you can find, you can open the campfire app, you can select on a raid you want to go to, you can press on the navigate and it pulls it up on your Google Maps or your Apple Maps. And you've got that overlay connection to sort of recenter you in your brain just loses it for a moment.
It's yes, but also in that they need to be accessible to her.
Okay.
So I'm not actually sure how many routes she has in her area. And if she's going to do a route, she needs her carer to go along with her.
Yeah.
She, you know, being in a wheelchair, she just needs to have that extra support.
Yeah.
It is likely if there's ever events and my auntie is there, you may see me pushing her around making airplane noises. Don't worry, it's just a thing, you know.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I love that.
So if my car breaks down and you're around me, you have full permission to push the car with me and we can just make
airplane noises. Yeah. So,
we can become the motor.
The roots function for my auntie as a player, they also need to be short. And I understand some people love making those 20-kilometer, like really big routes. But for my auntie, 15 minutes max, that's enough. Like, that
when
serves
I see
her,
that,
she catches a Pokemon,
you've hit the 500 meters, do you want to end? I'm like, yep, let's stop it as soon as we can.
Yeah, well, you know, long enough to be enjoyable and catch the extra Pokemon, grab that Zygarde cell, but also achievable for her. So
looking at where you are now, so you're living in Australia's capital, you're creating content, mm-hmm. you've recently come back from a six-week Pokemon Go every day in different countries bonanza.
Yeah.
Where do you see your content now compared to, say, even just a year ago? Are you excited with where you've gone and where the growth's at? And are you looking forward to what's coming around the corner? So we're recording this in late September. So we've mm-hmm. just had a community day over the weekend. And are you happy with where the game's at, where your creation with that content's at and how you're engaging with it? Or is there other things you're hoping to try coming up?
Oh my God, can you make a more mammoth-sized question, Lachlan? Holy
yes,
Norman.
I can. And how do we solve world hunger?
What is the meaning to life? 42. Oh my goodness. Okay, so how am I feeling?
Here and now.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so I'll start with how am I feeling. The six-week trip overseas. Now, this trip I wasn't sick. Like, last trip I was deathly ill. I refused recommendations for a hospital admission because of my throat infection. They were worried that it would develop into a more serious condition. I said, no, I have Seattle to get to. Sorry. And went on to Seattle. I wasn't contagious in any way. I was just sick within myself. So this trip, I wasn't sick. I didn't have a throat infection. I got a little bit rusty when I got to Japan, and I'm still working through creating that content. A lot of fun content, but if you listen really carefully, you'll be like, oh, Cricket's voice is weird. Yeah, I had a weird voice. So this trip was incredible. It was like everything that I wished the last trip was, and then more, because I could talk. I spent not enough time in every country. I've got to go back and do so much more. But I was just so, so happy. Like, so happy. It felt like I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, and I was able to connect with people that needed to connect with me, needed to actually... I touch a lot. I'm a kinesthetic person. So if you come up to me and you say hello, as I said, I'm going to extend my hand and be like, hi, I'm Cricket. And so many people came up to me and they were just like, thank you for not politicizing anything, for keeping the mindset focused on positivity and what serves us. And I get home from work, or I have this thing going on in my life, and I just need to escape from the negativity for a minute, and I know I can rely on you. And there were so many people doing that. And just as a content creator that works on the internet is like the Wild West. It can be very blah to have that validation and that recognition of people going, no, I see you and I appreciate you back to me, which is usually what I do to other people, was amazing. And meeting so many more people. So traveling wise, incredible. Coming back home after, now that I'm getting over the travel fatigue, because I was exceptionally exhausted, like beyond, I've never felt that tired in my life. So now coming back, I miss it and I'm ready to go again. I'm just like, that's my calling. I need to be traveling, experiencing, sharing my stories, because the way I view life, everybody views life and the world around them differently. And the way I view it, people have expressed to me how much they love it. And like, you know, I'm like, oh, look at this amazing building. It's really pretty. Oh, puppy. Look at the puppy. Let's go pat it. Like, you know, that makes me happy, but it also is sparking joy in others as well. So for me, that trip it really opened my eyes to that. I need to try and work it out to do more of that, be more with my people wherever they are in the world. And state of the game stuff. Look, we play games to make us happy. We play games for enjoyment. If you are not enjoying Pokemon Go right now, it's okay to take a break.
You can always play Monster Hunter.
Yeah, you can honestly pick up another. Yeah, if you enjoy, so for me, I'm a geologist, so I actually enjoy gaming outside. I enjoy the adventure. I enjoy walking around. I like playing games while I'm outside. I struggle to play games and sitting in front of the TV as much because when I'm at home, I should be cleaning, walking the dog, doing every other thing in the world that distracts me from enjoying the game. But while I'm outside, I can just walk along and treat puppy and look at things and talk to people and play my game, and it's thoroughly enjoyable. If you are not enjoying it, it's okay to put it down and have a break or just come for a walk and keep your phone in the pocket. You don't lose those friendships or connections you've made just because you're not playing the game. Who cares about the game? The game just gets us together and gets us to meet. So take a break. It's okay to take breaks. It's okay to pick it up later. It's okay to go more relaxed if you want to. If something isn't serving you and creating joy, then take a step back and think about ways of how it can serve you and create joy for you. And continue. If that means playing Monster Hunter or finding another game, that is okay. I also play Monster Hunter. I play Peridot. I play all the adventure games. So you are still welcome to come with me and play along. So, and then you said, where am I going from here? Oh, goodness.
So President of America, Prime Minister of Great Britain.
As an American, it would be very welcome, Cricket.
From here.
Where are we heading?
Okay, so first things first, I need to finish unpacking my house from my move because I'm still not unpacked. Look, you guys should have taken bets on how long it would take me to unpack my house because it's I thought I'd be done by now. I'm almost tempted to just call like a charity company and go, just clean it out. Just take everything. I haven't touched it in 9 months. Yeah. I clearly don't need it. So unpack the house and really kind of set up my base here in Canberra. So, yes, I moved. I live in this wonderful new city. It's a very beautiful city and just really secure my roots here. And then I am looking for opportunities. I'm looking for people to go and meet, more stories to tell and more ways to tell those stories. So I really feel that the world and my channel and my content is very open. Like I have other aspects to my personality and other things that like I'm a celiac, I'm allergic to onions. So food is really difficult, but also really interesting to people because they're like, what do you eat? How do you eat? How do you even get around this? Whereas if you had a child or if you had someone in your family or someone that you loved and cared about or a pet that was allergic to onion and celiac, my goodness, you would move heaven and earth to make sure that they are well nourished and look after them. I'm not the only person in the world with these stories or the information and experience to help other people cope. The travel. So I went to the zoo in Japan on the very last day before flying out. I was determined to see pandas. So that whole story, the energy, the interactions with people, the panda, like I feel that people would really just smile when they saw that. So for me,
everything is taking AR open. Photos of Pangoro doesn't make you feel attached to a panda?
Well, in front of a real life panda, yes.
So a bit of A and B, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit from here, a little bit from there. I'm still going to create content. I'm still telling my stories. I am very much a digital creator. I am across, you know, all of the platforms. I'm trying to build up and post more to social media like Instagram and Twitter/X.
And Threads, which, you know, exists.
Look, I don't mind the Threads. I tried a thread, but it's...
Threads confuse me. Like, I get a notification, I click it, and then the post doesn't load, and I'm like, oh, I guess I didn't want to see that.
Yeah, Threads is one of those things. It's still finding its feet, so we'll watch this space. I still like to enjoy it. But, yeah, for me, going forward... happy to do all and everything and as much as I can do every day and just whatever brings joy to others, to myself, to just inject a little bit of positivity and encourage some positive mindset thinking and that emotional intelligence in others to help others just be happy, be happy.
And I think that comes across, you know, like almost immediately. So I got to meet you in Seattle for the first time, Lachlan too, actually. And
I'm less
you know,
exciting.
Well, we're interviewing Cricket Lachlan.
No, I am just genuinely less exciting than Cricket.
Like, I swear, Chris, you and I need to reverse this and interview Lachlan on one of these episodes one day.
Yeah, well, actually, right now. We're doing it right now. It's just, this is an intervention, Lachlan. but, you know, so it's always so interesting because you told me the story when I saw you again in New York about how, yes, you were so ill during Seattle and all that. Right. And I consumed your content, too. And so, like, I had an idea of Cricket and what Cricket was about, what Cricket was like. Right. And, you know, it wasn't until New York when you were at like full power. Right. That I was like, oh, I see it, because in Seattle, you were still just so bright, like you fill a room, you know, your positivity fills a room and people gravitate towards you and your kindness. It's just a natural thing. So for you to be like, yeah, I was dying, you know, like I should have been in hospital, right? Like, to me, that's mind blowing, because it seems so effortless for you, you know? And I know that's not the case. Apparently it was with great effort, but like seeing you again in New York and then seeing that at, like I said, full power, and you know, you just, I don't know. It's crazy to me just how much of a positive impact you have just by being in a space, you know? And I think that comes across in your content very well. And I think that's the thing that people really glom onto. They're just like, thank you for being you. Yes, of course, all those other things like you just mentioned, right? But mostly just for being you. And that's very powerful stuff. That's awesome.
I really appreciate those words. And it doesn't take any effort to be nice or be kind to others or to care about other people. I'm a sensitive soul. I have a lot of empathy, and people walking up to me, some people will understand this. Some people will be like, Cricket's a bit up there. I feel you before I meet you. I feel you from away. Like I can sense you. I can sense your energy. I can feel your emotions before you're in my space. So if someone approaches me and they're a bit down, I can feel that, and it's no effort at all for me to boost that up or to be like, hey, what's happening? Show me this. Tell me something that you love. Tell me something that makes you happy. And then that changes their energy and they leave and they're like, oh, I feel better now. Like, That's nothing to do. And not that it's nothing to do, but for me, I want to do that. And I love those interactions, and I want to bring out the best in people. So some people might find that a lot of effort, but for me, it's just Cricket things.
It's a gift. It's
and
a
like
gift.
If I'm having a bad or a slow day, I'm like, there's going to be a Cricket video. Even if I just watch one from the archive, there's a Cricket video, put it on. If I'm driving home, get one of your many, many podcast appearances, put that episode on. I don't care about the other content. It's just the positive vibes that you bring. Because, you know, like, say I'm not feeling the raid boss because we're in the same time zone for a raid hour. Instead of going out and doing the raid hour, I'll sit at home, I'll do my GBL while watching Cricket do your raid hour live stream. And I think maybe we're lucky to see you do 5 raids during one of those live streams. Because, you know, but that's not what we're going there for. Your audience comes back every week because it feels safe, it feels like home, and it's a space where you can just be yourself, even in the Twitch chat or in the YouTube comment section, and just help push that message of positivity out. Because, like, I had a job interview a few weeks back, and to relax myself before it, I played the VOD of your Spotlight Hour stream from the night before. Just put that on and just had it sort of like a podcast because it has that positive atmosphere, and it just relaxed and got me into that state of mind that I needed to be in. And people who have that power over others, just with their thoughts, just with what they say and how they act, is an incredibly powerful tool and you use it for goodness. Like, thank goodness you are not a crazed politician, Cricket, because we would all be marching down the street wearing Pikachu onesies behind you.
The Cricket Brigade, that's for sure.
Look, with great power comes great responsibility. So, Puppy just woke up.
So for video and watchers on Spotify and YouTube, you can check out this episode now. We've got Kobe, Cricket's beautiful dog, cameoing in the video. So if you haven't yet checked out the video version of this podcast, maybe take a mental time note to go check it out later for the doggo cameo.
Yeah, this is Kobe.
You're such a good choice for this, man.
You want Kobe something plugged, I'll plug it.
You got it.
Have you heard about oxygen?
You should breathe it in. Kobe is a English staffy, so he's small and cute and stubborn and just gorgeous. He grunts like a little piggy. He does tricks. He's very much my favorite little soul in the whole wide world. Licks my face, pins me down and kisses me whenever he wants. Doesn't matter if I'm live streaming. He's just like, mum, 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 mum. So, yeah, this is him. He just woke up from a nap. So, hello, baby. Oh,
good boy, Kobe.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, what's next for Cricket?
Oh, my goodness, what's next? Hopefully Barcelona, fingers crossed. Or if by the time you're listening to this, I've already been to Barcelona. goodness me. You know, I read somewhere that we've only got like 15 weekends, probably less now until Christmas. Yeah. So I think not just for me, but I lots think for vlogs. A lot of people. Yeah, lots of vlogs, lots of regular content and just surviving till the end of the year and then getting to New Year's resolutions and going, oh, my God, it's already time to go again. Holy dooly. What did I not do last year that I hope I get better at this year? Because my goodness. So,
see, fun trick with the years is use the financial years. That way everyone else is worrying and freaking out at December that the year's ending and you're like, I got 6 months left.
Yeah, actually, that's smart. That's really smart.
Oh, it's tax time? Guess it's time to stress.
You're going to stress anyway. I suppose you might as well condense it into one occasion. Like
exactly, and do it all in one go.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So I would like to, coming up next, I'd like to travel more. I think I've really realized how important that is to me and actually spending time with my people. And I'm not the sort of person that travels to a place and is like, hi, meet me, bye. I'm like, oh, hello, friend. Are we doing breakfast tomorrow? And we're going to go here the next day. And then we're going to go on this trip. And, oh, have you seen this building? Let's go check it out on Thursday. Like, I'm an all-in, let's do it kind of traveler. So definitely more travel, more just doing cricky things.
Now, I didn't prep you for this, but if you, outside of Canberra in Australia, if you could put on a GoFest outside of the cities that have previously had a GoFest, where would you want a GoFest event? Outside of Australia and New Zealand?
Outside of Australia and Canberra. Nuts. Definitely so like, Canberra.
So where you have to travel to, but like where would be the city that would just make for a beautiful like set piece for a GoFest that you've wanted to explore?
Okay, so outside of Canberra, because Canberra definitely needs a GoFest.
Yes.
And it has the capacity and the transport and the infrastructure. Cough, cough.
Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Just because you live in a city that's had a GoFest, Chris, gosh.
Excuse me, we've had several GoFests. Don't remind us. We had the worst one, so it all evened out. It's fine.
But they add up to a good one.
It's true. It's true.
I really enjoyed London. I really, really enjoyed the UK and Europe. I understand this, and they've had a Worlds, but I missed out on Worlds, so they could go Worlds again. To be honest, we can do another place in London, in the UK. Or
what about Paris? Would you do Paris?
Oh, yeah, Paris, 100%. I went to Paris. I was just about to say, I was like,
of all the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, of all the places that I went to this trip, I truly fell in love with Paris. Paris, I could eat. And everywhere you looked around, you felt like you were in a romantic movie. I honestly, you would walk down the street and you'd be like, oh, someone going to propose. with someone who's falling in love right now. Where are you?
Let me just get a coffee from the McDonald's. Oh, the McDonald's has a view of the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, like it is just, there's so, did you know that Paris is 2,000 years old? Like the city is 2,000 years old. So there's this history.
From America, I don't know what that means. Anything older than 300 years is weird.
I know. Australia is younger than America. So well, of
Australia
course,
as we like, know it.
Yes, yes, as we know. True.
The First Nation holders have been here for billions of years. It's yes, incredible how far their history goes back. That's a topic for another day.
So I just, Paris or France, France is getting the Olympics. So you know that they can sustain a Go Fest.
You know who's also getting the Olympics? Brisbane.
Are they?
Yeah, 2033.
Oh, yeah, 32.
It goes yeah, Paris, are. LA, Brisbane, of course. An obvious, like, fill in the blank.
But, like, clearly, if we just follow the Olympic schedule, then, you know, Paris, LA, Brisbane needs a Go Fest.
Perfect.
Boom. Done.
I support that.
Easy. Easy.
But, and Paris, they could skin like Kalos, because the city of Paris is what inspired Generation 6's Kalos. Like, it's incredible. All right, your community is brilliant, Cricky, and you do so much with them, and we've sort of touched on it, but one thing we haven't touched on, and this is going to be cruel to Chris because I know he hasn't eaten yet, is how you do breakfast streams with patrons. So your patrons, you'll just jump in a Discord call while you're having tea or coffee and just like, come hang out with me and let's have a chat. And you're the only creator in the space that I know goes out of their way to connect with their community on such a personalized level. How does that level of engagement with your community, where you basically know them better than, like, I know my own hand or my own ear, like, how does that level of engagement work and how do you fit that in with a schedule and making everything else still work?
Okay, so, yes, I'm deeply connected to my Patreons. So if anybody wants to give it a go, my Patreon community is there. If you're looking for a community, if you're looking for friends, if you want to be able to talk to someone at any time of the day or night, if I see you sitting in a Patreon VC, you know, 9 times out of 10, I jump in and I'm like, hey, what's up? What's going on? Let's talk. The mining industry and being a geologist, I worked very hard to get where I was. I was successful, but I wasn't happy. So anyone who supports me to be this level of happy and to be creative and I feel allow me the opportunity to really dive into the depths of my soul that I had to ignore. I had to put all this in a box while I was a geologist. You know, oh, do I like living here? Do I like wearing dresses or makeup or the color pink? All of that went into a box so that I could be in that industry and work and be taken seriously. So anybody who supports me now, especially through Patreon, because, you know, YouTube doesn't pay me an income. I don't get sick leave. I don't get holiday pay. YouTube doesn't pay for my flights. Majority of my support and ability to travel and to upgrade my equipment or produce things or to produce content comes from the support of my Patreons paying their monthly subscription. So I value them so very greatly that they allow me the opportunity to live my dream, that I want to spend as much time with them as possible and include them as much as possible. So I ask them ideas. I get to know them. I know their kids' names, their pets' names. I know when they're getting married. I was trying to go to England this September to be there for one of my Patreon's weddings. Like, I was invited.
Oh,
and
man, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I was just in London. I was like, if it was a little bit later or a little bit earlier, and for me financially, if I was more financially able, I would have been there in a heartbeat. So congratulations. You know who you are. I'm so excited. Send me wedding pics. Just Photoshop me in.
There you go.
Yeah. Just get an iPad. We can Zoom. They can Zoom.
Yeah, yeah. Just someone holding up around. And be like, yeah. You could just, I'll pretend to hold the flowers and you put me in. That's the sort of level.
I caught the bouquet.
Yeah. Oh my God. Look at me. My first trip and this trip where I plan around the world, I do plan to, if I'm in a country, I'm like, hey, come meet me. So if you put the effort in, I'll put the effort in to come and meet you. I met I try to meet all of my mods in person. Like, I really want to know my people and have a deep and meaningful emotional connection to my people. So with the Patreon breakfast, it's basically because I'm not very much of a morning person. I'm more of a nighttime person. So there's always
mornings
chats.
Mornings are they're a awful, time that Australians awful. Shouldn't have to wake up for. Because yeah, it's when I'm we get our cold weather, okay? Let us enjoy the cool.
I'm more of a nighttime person, so the Patreon VCs are very sporadic. So I just go at everyone, what's up? I'm in here, come chat to me, la 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 la, wrestling with my kettle. And we just chat about everything and anything, their Pokemon, their life, like whatever it is, whether they're going for a job interview. Oh, okay, job interview today. Let's prep some interview questions. Or, you know, I'm studying for an exam. Okay, what do we need to practice for your exam? You know, you've got this. Let's run through things. Let's set the mindset right. Whatever it needs to be, then it just, it happens organically, like you would chat to any of your friends. It's kind of like inviting all your mates over for a pizza party, but online with headphones on.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's great. Yeah. And it's very like such authentic. You can't fake that, you know?
No.
You just can't. And so, like, again, this just adds to the authenticity part that we were talking about earlier, you know? And wow, that's awesome. So, like, yeah. what are other examples of things that you do besides, like, the breakfasts and stuff? Because, you know, you do streams, meetups. Mm-hmm. I've seen you at live events, and you've always got a crowd of eager people to be like, that's Cricket. I got to go say hi. Like,
yeah.
So what else are you doing? I mean, I just spoiled one, I suppose, but please feel free to cover it again.
Whether I'm at home or if I'm traveling, I like to do my meetups. I say to people, I love coffee. Do you know a coffee place that has milk that I can have? Because let's meet there. Let's start with coffee and then we'll go throughout the day. So in Paris, we went to the Louvre together. So Patreons and myself, we all went to the Louvre. Basically, we explore together. If you are a friend or if you're a Patreon, then especially Patreons, you're invited to come along to dinner, so my meetups aren't just like a regular Pokemon meetup. I like to meet up early. We get lunch, we chat. So on community day, I'll do a live stream. So, you know, we meet up prior to the live stream for a good like hour and a half, 2 hours, hang out. Here in Canberra, I try to organize discounts at the local food cafe vendors. Yeah, I try to have some little silly fun competitions and things to get people excited and give away prizes. And then we do the live stream on my live streams. I'm like, hey, tap this. Hey, what do you think of this? Oh, this one. Who's first? We get to a cluster. I'm like, race me. Pew, pew, pew. Oh, you win. I always lose. You know, that sort of stuff. And then, it's all the extra stuff. Oh, I saw this in the paper. Who wants to come to this event, or who wants to join me to do this? So basically, people in my community are my friends. They're just my friend group. We get to know each other so well and so connectedly. And if you want to be closer, the opportunity is there. Like, there are people that are more shy and I don't force them to come to anything or do anything. Some people are just more comfy. I'll just text you, or I'll just message on the Discord in the channel, or I'll just, you know, do that because I don't want to do in-person things, and that's okay. I'm like, oh, cool. Send me a photo of your lunch today. Oh, what's in it? Was there anything gluten-free? Did you ask them if they can do gluten? Like, I really,
right.
So it's, yeah. Even though they're not meeting up in person, or even though we're countries apart, it's still like, oh, I went and had this, or I did this. And then, you know, if you come, Cricket, you could come to this cafe and we can recreate this experience. So yeah, I try to do as much as I can with my people, because who wants to do any of that stuff alone?
Exactly.
Not me. Not like- me.
I've got a friend who I try and play as much of the game with as I can, and he's just moved about an extra 20 minutes away, which in traffic is like, oh,
it's up. Yeah.
Oh. So like with Spotlight Hour tonight, I'm like, so he's like, oh, I'm walking to the city from work. I'm like, great, meet you at your office.
Yeah. You know,
let's play.
You know where it doesn't have much traffic?
Canberra.
Yeah, it doesn't. Come to Canberra.
It has lots of roundabouts.
That's all right. You're from Queensland. You know how to roundabout.
Yeah, so. It's not like those Melburnians who like to turn right from the left-hand lane.
Oh, that's fine.
Turns scare me.
As long as people are using their turn signal, it's fine.
Yeah, but Chris, just you have to remember, in Australia, the far left lane is the very left-hand lane. And that you would normally be in the middle to turn right.
Right.
But they turn right from the left lane.
Yeah, it's to avoid trams. It's so you don't get run over by a tram. So
that just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, no.
It's for a good reason, though.
Yeah, it does when you're there so that you don't drive into big metal passenger box. So, it makes sense when you're in the moment. But when you talk about it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, let's not get run over by a train today.
So just to sort of jump in, I am always kind of in awe when I hear people like the two of you talking about that, because I'm a very extroverted introvert, I love doing the group stuff. I really, really do. Like, and GoFest is great, but it's also the most exhausting thing for me. Like we'll go out, we'll do our meetups, we'll play with people all day, of course. And I want to do that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like I need 2 hours to myself, you know, and most of the time, like my like personal time thing, and this ties kind of back into what you were talking about with your auntie about being like an anchoring point, right? Mm-hmm. Like in my saddest moments, life events, whatever it is, catching Pokemon in Pokemon Go is therapeutic. Mm-hmm. And so like I'll just go out, I need like an hour to myself, just like go walk around in circles, catch some Pokemon, right? Get back in the space. Mm-hmm. But it's so fascinating to have like two different sets of like energy, you know, that are on opposite ends of the spectrum, have that same commonality point, right? And so it made me really happy to hear when you were like, I'm not going to force anybody that their communication style maybe doesn't jive with whatever. I'm just available, and your comfort level is your yardstick to how close you want to get, and that's awesome. Like, I love that you said that, because that makes me feel seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there are a lot of introverts in my community, and you know what I've noticed is extroverted introverts, especially as soon as they start to feel comfortable. And in my space, it's very important. So Allen Iverson is a basketball player. He's a Hall of Famer. He's someone that I truly greatly admire, and I feel like he has been given the rough end of the stick so much because he's such a great player and human. Ooh. And he is like, it is cool to be you. Always be you, be authentic you. God made you as the only version of you. So always be you. Don't try and be someone else. Don't try and, you know, mimic someone else. Be you. And I really try to encourage my people to do that. Whatever it is, whatever your opinions are. Now, opinions are flexible. You can learn something new and change your opinion at any time. You can hate something and think it's terrible and then learn new information and then go, actually, I have changed my thoughts on this and pivot. So I really encourage people, if you want to, when you're comfortable, I am here. The whole community, all of the Patreons are here with open arms. You can take a break. You don't have to be in the space every day or in every stream. It's okay to human, you know, jobs happen, kids happen, health happens, milestones happen. I'm never, ever, ever going to go, oh my God, haven't seen you for a while, get it? No, because humaning happens. And if you are going to judge someone because they haven't been around, then that creates guilt and shame and all of these nasty feelings that you just do not need in your life. And we do that enough to ourselves. So you don't need someone else to come in and judge you. You know, don't be someone else's Jesus. Just
right.
You know, be open-minded when people are ready for information, when people are ready for people to dive into the relationship, whatever it is in front of them, they will. And I just really like to encourage people to be themselves. It's safe to be yourself. It's safe to have an opinion, and it's safe to be who you are in this space and just join us and find your people where it is also safe for all of us to be individuals together. Or maybe a little bit apart, whatever you're comfortable with.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy that you are in this community, and I'm just happy you're in this world. We're better off for it.
That's so you just great. Need a positive boost. Cricket 23 on basically every social platform.
That's right. That's right. And I do intend for us to plug at the end, but you did talk about your Patreon quite a bit. So really quick, is it patreon.com/cricket23?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Insert. All right. Yeah. Mods. Insert in the link. I'm dyslexic, so when I read things out, I always read them out upside down, backwards, rather the wrong way. But yeah,
my Patreon. It is. Yeah. Patreon.com/cricket23. There you are. I see it.
Yeah, thank you. That is me. Make sure the biggest thing is that you connect your Patreon to your Discord, and that gives you the access to the VC chats. Chatting on any other platform is not quite as safe for me, but chatting through Discord is free. It's a VoIP call. You can be on there for hours and hours and hours, as we are. We play a lot of games in there. We play D&D. We play chess. We play Fall Guys. Yeah, so it's really important if you're thinking about being part of the community. Please connect to Discord. Connect to Discord. That is the key to all of this, is Discord.
Don't miss out. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Right. Okay, cool. I think this is a great opportunity for us to kind of transition into something that Lachlan came up with, which I think is great. And it's this fun sort of static question that may or may not evolve over time. So Lachlan, why don't you
go ahead?
In more ways
than one.
That's right. Sure. I'm down for anything. I just think this is great.
So, Cricket, I'm giving you the keys to the city, but it's not just any city. It's the Pokemon city. You get to go straight to Mr. Pokemon and say, this is what I want. This is the new Pokemon I want, whether it's a new regional form, whether it's a new evolution, a brand new family of Pokemon. Maybe it's just, I want Kobe Dog. I want an evolution of Poochyena that turns into Kobe. Just call it Kobeyena. Or something like that. Anything.
Yeah, you say that.
Anything. Like, what would be your first design that you would say, this is a priority for us? I don't care if it doesn't fit with the region you're designing. We want it.
Okay. Now that you mentioned the Kobe thing, like, if I could have Kobe as Kobe in game, oh my God, yes, but I would only want him. Like, everyone else can have a different color Kobe.
As our first guest, you can have two answers. So Kobe.
Okay, yeah, Kobe. But something that people can be like, oh, of course, Cricket. I really, really want a unicorn headband, rave, technicolor, multicolor Pikachu. I want unicorn headband, rave, costume Pikachu.
So
in
a
shiny.
Fairy type Pikachu. Okay.
No,
or just the costume?
I want Pikachu dressed up.
Oh, so
costume
Achu. Okay.
EDM Achu. Full on glitter, like
holds up the glow sticks to its cheeks and then
this animation with a unicorn headband, just like, so
we need to get a Stockholm
amazing
go fest. Yeah. This can be Stockholm Achu.
But, like, the shiny needs to, like, you know, really, it has to do, like, a rainbow star or something, because it's, like, EDM Pikachu. So, you're welcome.
Well,
you have the keys to the city.
You can do whatever you want.
What I mean. They're like, oh, yeah, Cricket, here we go, new Pokemon. No, you get another costume Pikachu.
Well, costume Pikachu is the one costume that's in the main series games. So they're probably open to it.
It would work. It would work.
Good.
So I think some people might fight you on that. But personally, it's not their
choice.
I'm sorry,
Adam. It's okay.
That's the idea here. So you got it. A rave Pikachu costume. You got it. It's done. Consider it done.
Unicorn headband.
Has to be.
And they can call it the Galarian Rapidash costume Pikachu, just to get the unicorn.
Or whatever. Yeah.
However, it gets across the line. Let's do this costume Pikachu. I need more costume Pikachus in my life.
Okay. Done and done. That's right. Okay, well, we are getting to the end of the episode here, and Cricket actually had a great idea before we get started here today recording, and had a suggestion of, okay, so you're going to ask that question, but why don't you let your guest ask you a question as well? And I think that's great, you know, twofold. First of all, it gives you an opportunity as our guest to sort of like spread your wings a little bit more and potentially maybe get us with a gotcha question or something like that. But also an opportunity for people that are listening to get to know Lachlan a bit better as a co-host. So I think that's lovely. So what do you
and
have?
Hopefully I'm not just coasting along.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. My question is just like a lighthearted, silly question, nothing too serious. But if you could only eat three things for the rest of the year, what would they be?
Ooh.
So does drinking liquid count as one of those things?
Well, I said eat.
Okay. And
so basically, I asked this question to kind of develop the mindset. I'm celiac. I'm allergic to onion. I can't have any dairy products. So my diet is very small.
Mm.
If I could eat three things for the rest of the year, it's probably the only three things I'm eating for the whole year.
Because so, my brain know. Just goes to, I've got a blender downstairs. I can just put all this in there.
You're going make straight it into to a fluid. Loopholes. You're going straight to loopholes. That's
you're the person
not
that Jeannie hates. Like, locking over here wishing for more wishes. Come on.
If, I know, right?
No, but how you would do the more wishes is your first wish would be for the best possible lawyer on magical contracts.
There you go. That's right. Like, it's just me, but with a suit on.
So if I ever come across a genie, I'm like, hold on, I need a minute. Ring Lachlan. Hey!
I need a friend, yeah.
I need the best possible contract. This is everything I want. Put it in one wish for me and then save the third wish for a rainy day.
That's right. Get a rain check on the third wish. The genie would be like, wow.
Because yeah, your second wish would have like 87 billion requests in it, and the lawyer put it all into one sentence.
My goodness. I feel like if, as a genie, I'd be like, why do you have to rub my bottle? Why this guy?
I was waiting for thousands of years, but this was not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so.
I'm just picturing Will Smith floating out of the genie now, doing a whole song and dance, and I'm like, I'd like a lawyer.
Doing a whole song and dance, and you're like, and you're on the phone. You're like, yep. And then he's like, are you even paying attention? Get off your phone.
You even watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I need to do this again? Does that give me more time? Yeah. Go again. Go again. I missed it.
Run it back. That can be my first wish. I had an extra anyway. That's fine. Okay. All right. So Lachlan, three things the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Bread.
Good call.
But simple. Not just any bread.
Oh.
Flat taco bread. Like the burrito wrap bread. Those wraps.
Oh,
that
yeah.
wrap bread.
Okay.
Okay.
I can eat that endlessly. Cheese. You can't go without cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably need some form of protein in there. So let's just go ham. I'm going to be very simple.
You
know,
you could have just said, like, pizza.
You've gotten all of those, yeah.
And then got two more. Okay, so the genie
you found the loophole
out.
For me.
But I'm like, you don't have the loophole with the food.
My brain's like, if I say pizza, you're going to say what toppings? What are your two toppings?
No, pizza, whatever.
So
does this
pizza
does this change your answer?
But pizza, but it's made by a genie.
Okay.
I can have any topping I want. I want ice cream pizza.
That exists. That exists.
Yeah.
Not really much down here. I want like Milo pizza.
Ice cream cake,
I want.
You know.
I want poker coin pizza.
Now when I come to Brisbane, I really want to like be like, oh, hey, Lachlan, here's that ice cream pizza. You know they've been here the whole time.
And you just sprinkle over some Milo powder on top of it. Yeah. For those listening, Milo is a chocolatey powder that supposedly is an energy supplement, which is
like,
good for
like
sport.
Like Nesquik.
Yeah.
Think Nesquik, yeah.
I thought you were referencing the Incense podcast, and I was like, what does Milo in a powder form even taste like?
I've also got Milo cereals in my daily rotation, Milo. Like, they've got energy drinks in a Milo can now. So I'm going to say Milo's my second pick, and then I need milk. So ice cream will have to be my... food, dairy.
So, your food is pizza, Milo, the chocolate drink, and
or
ice
the human.
Cream.
If he wants to just feed me, that's fine. Just serve it up.
A personal assistant just to feed you.
We could do our trades at the same time. It'd be great.
It's just Milo feeding you ice cream and pizza. Taking care of you at like a kid's birthday party.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man. Oh wow.
Shout out to Pokemon Go Milo UKYT as Brandon Tan shouted him out with the full Pokemon Go, not just Pogo Milo. That just made me smile and laugh so much. So Chris, what would be your three? Now that you've learned rules.
That's right. So my favorite food item of all time is cheese fries. Any version, stuff on it, just the cheese, just the fries, different types of fries, whatever. I generally a good bet for personal joy, you know?
Yeah.
I think number two, pizza is really versatile. It is a really good option, but I think I'm going to go with casserole. Make all sorts of, you can make healthy ones. You can make unhealthy ones. Pizza. You can do all sorts of stuff. Yeah. But I mean, come on.
You can put potato on it.
I'm assuming water is a given.
Yeah. Water is a given.
Water is a given. Okay.
Yeah.
And coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah.
It's got to be coffee. And I say coffee also as to answer the eat too, because I like coffee flavored things, chocolate pastries, stuff like that. Anything with coffee goes, from black coffee to chocolate covered coffee beans, you know.
Coffee. Can I get a cup of coffee?
That's right. Give me my coffee.
So I actually really like that, because anyone who knows me closely knows that I actually drink coffee as a meal. Because my allergies can be that limiting sometimes, that the only thing I can get is coffee. And I usually drink it with almond milk. In London, they had the best rice and coconut milk from Pret, and it was so delicious. But the milk provides food in the tummy, and the caffeine keeps me alive until I can get a real meal. So, and I know people at the internet are like, oh my God, Cricket, you do what? And I'm like, it's not the only meal of the day, but sometimes it is that difficult to get food that I just say, it's okay, I'll just grab a coffee for lunch. And I literally mean a cup of coffee with coffee, caffeine and milk. And I'm like, that's my lunch. Let's keep going. Yay.
See, the thing is, though, is that, anybody that gives you guff about that just doesn't quite understand how many calories are probably in some of the coffee drinks that they might drink.
Especially now, the ones you described,
low calories, sure. But if we're talking like those frappuccinos or a full milk, a whole milk latte or something like that, you're getting close to a small meal anyway, you know?
Yeah. So, it's not something I would suggest to everybody as sustainable, and it's not a right fit for everybody. But in my personal situation, where some countries, the onion allergy really kicks my butt. Sometimes I can't get bread. I can't just go and get bread or a sandwich, or wheat and onion can be in like protein bars. It can be in drinks. I have, I've seen wheat in soft drink and iced tea. And you're like, why is there wheat in there as a filler? And I can't have it. So sometimes the good old cup of coffee does the job, gets me through. And then I just eat a whole heap for dinner. I'm just like, next meal.
Let's go. Yeah. I worked at Starbucks for a long time. So I'm going to be pro coffee every time. So I'm in your corner, Cricket.
Australia has better coffee than America.
Thank you.
I'm just going to have to find out, I guess.
Yeah, you're just going to have to come down.
Hashtag get Chris to Australia. Hashtag Chris to Australia.
And you're going to have to go to every single coffee outlet in Melbourne on different calendar days, and you're here for 4 years. No, we'll just start with Melbourne. Then we'll do Canberra. Then we'll do Sydney. And then we'll do Brisbane. Then we'll do Cairns. Then we'll do Darwin. Then we'll do Perth. Then we'll do Adelaide, because he's got to visit Fish.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't met Fish.
Then we'll go back to Melbourne. Then we'll go back to Sydney. Then we'll go to Canberra. Then we'll go up to the Goldie.
Then we'll just keep going
over. Oh, we've done a lap.
Townsville. Oh, okay. Whitsundays.
So my only question is there a difference between Melbourne and Melbourne? I'm joking. That was a joke. The color drained from both of your faces in that half second before I said I'm joking. And they're like, is he for real?
Are you seriously? No. I say
Brisbane, and I'm like,
No. I say Canberra. Like Canberra. Hey, yeah, bra. Canberra. What's up, bra? Hey, bro, bra. Okay. Canberra.
Canberra.
Canberra. Yeah, I say Canberra, but I think it's Canberra. How do I say it, Lachlan?
Canberra. Properly? It is Canberra.
Canberra, not Canberra.
If you're an American, you would go Canberra.
Yeah, in my head, I read that and I adjust.
Yeah,
you got
Sydney, not Sydney.
Yeah,
you've got to shorten long words and lengthen short words, and just add a little bit of ocker in there, and then nailed Australian. So yeah,
like Chris, not Christopher.
Yeah,
fish on a heater.
That's why everyone calls him Fish, not Fish on a Heater.
Fish on a Heater. Too many words. Fish. What's a fish? Mouthful. Hey, fish.
Honestly, if I can just get away with fur, Like, yeah. Suffer.
No, no. That's too short. That's too short.
We've got a couple of examples like that here in the States, too. Like, Atlanta, you're Atlanta. Supposed to say without the T's, Atlanta, you know? But Atlanta. Nothing quite as fun as Melbourne, you know?
Arkansas? Yeah.
We need to...
Arkansas.
I'm going to type it. I'm going to type something and I want you to read it out because if I pronounce it, it's going to
Oh, gives it away.
Is it where my gifts come from? Because it always trips up people.
Oops, that's capital. I'm like...
I'll type in where my gifts come from as well, just to join in on the fun.
Say that one.
Okay, so I'm going to say it twice. I'm going to say it the way I think it's supposed to be said, and I'm going to say it the way that my brain reads it, and then I'll say it. Actually, I have no idea how else this is said. I don't know why I'm saying that. What is this second one you just put in line? I want to say Wagga Wagga in my head, right? Which is very clearly wrong because that's the point here. Is do you drop like the first half of the second word or something? Is it like Agaga or something? I don't know.
It's Lady Gaga. No, it's not Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. I would just be so there for that.
You're Wagga actually Wagga. You're not that far off. Like I've stumped many Americans with this one and then they're like, nah, not saying it. But no, you're actually pretty close. We call it Wagga Wagga. So it's like an O sound.
Wagga Wagga. Wagga Wagga instead of Wagga Wagga.
Yeah. Yeah. No Wagga Wagga. Wagga Wagga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all it right. is Wagga for all those at home, and it is a real place and it really exists and it's a thriving little town.
You know what's also a real place here? Yas.
Yeah, I know. How good is it? Whenever I drive past Yas, I'm like, oh, I'm just heading past Yas. Gonna go to Macca's at Yas. Do you want some Macca's? Yas.
Queens.
That's a real place.
With multiple A's. With multiple A's.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it really is like Yas Queen.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go there, film you a clip, and then send it to you.
I'll be like, what's this from Cricket? Oh yes!
Chris, you have the Mall of America in Chicago. I have the word I just wrote, shopping town, which is like my Mall of America.
Oh, we don't have Mall of America in Chicago. That's over in Minneapolis
isn't that Chicago?
Midwest. It's
all I know is Chicago it's closer is than Midwest. I am to cricket, to you.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. So this in Drapilly?
You did it.
Very good. Really?
You did it.
Very good.
For those playing at home, INDOOROOPILLY. We mostly shortened it down to Indro.
Yeah.
But it's Indooroopilly. Yeah, Indooroopilly.
Yeah, a lot of people are like Indooroopy. Like, yeah.
Indooroopilly?
Yeah, Indooroopilly.
Indooroopilly?
Yeah.
Monopoly?
They're like, is this Monopoly?
Inside?
Yeah.
But that comes from a deviation on the indigenous word for the area, which means, I think, land of mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, no, so if you don't like mosquitoes, avoid. No, you don't have to.
We have a bunch of like Native American named stuff around here. So like Algonquin and, you know, like Waukegan and stuff like that. Like that's cool stuff. So it's, yeah. Oh, wow. That's neat. The very similar sort of thing. Cool.
And
well, that was fun.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Listeners, hopefully you learned something about Australia. And I just learned something about, you know, I was about to say Illinois. Is that? The right state?
Illinois is also, yes, it is.
Is that the right state? Is that where Chicago is?
That's where Chicago is. I thought you were asking if Illinois was another Native American
word. Okay, I got the state right. There's just a lot of states, okay?
Yeah.
Like, down here.
We have about
the same land mass, and we have, like, eight.
Five plus two territories, like, you know.
Wait, you mean Australia's not just, like, three states wide? That's what I
know.
But it's okay. You're forgiven for thinking that because that's like one per time zone. You're like, I got a person here. I got a person here.
We've got three time zones too. You know?
Yes. Yeah.
And occasionally we have five. Like for the next couple of days, Fish is currently half an hour behind me, but for the next 4 months, he'll be half an hour ahead of me. You figure that one out, bizarre. Kids.
I am on the same linear path as Lachlan, but daylight savings, I'm going to be an hour ahead of him.
Mm. Huh. Because up here we like our sun. That's why they call us the Sunshine State.
Well, you honestly, so daylight savings, Lane. You guys don't, You don't need to save any sun. You are, there's plenty of sun out there. So.
Well, I'm very happy to welcome winter over here. I'm a cold weather sort of guy. So send it on over. You can have all the sun you want.
You can take, or we will take your cold.
No, I want the heat. I will, no, take heat? My
we
cold.
Can swap, take we'll swap climates. We'll take our climates. You know,
the only reason I'm wearing a t-shirt today is because I have my heater on. Otherwise, Canberra, oh, I went out in my snow jacket to get my coffee this morning. You can.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I know. Every video through winter, it was red jacket, blue jacket, red jacket, blue jacket. Like they're alpine snow jackets.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going down the street. There's no snow.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh,
well,
man.
It's currently 70 degrees outside for you, Cricket.
How much is it?
17.
Yeah, but I bet you. Oh, what? Are you doing that Fahrenheit thing that makes
oh,
no
yeah,
sense?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing the Fahrenheit. Thank you.
Every time somebody says 100 or something like that, I'm like, oh, you're all boiling to death. Quick, get inside. Like, how is your skin still stuck to you? Like, I just.
No, that's just Vegas.
Well, it's about, oh, it's a nice God. 80 degrees here currently.
It's a dry heat, yeah.
I don't know what language you are talking when you make everything close to 100. Now I need to check. Oh, yeah.
So the easiest way to remember it is, Cricket, the only time Celsius and Fahrenheit overlap is at negative, I think, 32 degrees. That's where they're the same.
Negative 32 degrees is zero?
That's where they overlap. No, 32 degrees Fahrenheit is zero. Negative 32 degrees Fahrenheit is about negative 32 degrees Celsius. If my brain, or it's 42.
Oh, negative 40. Oh.
Negative 40. So negative 40 is where they overlap. My apologies.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Shout out.
But 32 degrees Fahrenheit is zero, is freezing point.
Okay, so for all the people that are like me and don't understand Fahrenheit, it's 22 degrees outside. So I probably don't need my heater on.
Can I have that with it? You can have this 27. I'll send it
down
now. When
I started the podcast, like before, I put the heater on because it was only 13. It was 13 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
So
I also started with a blanket on. So like, I'll give you that.
It wasn't a blanket. It was a snuggie.
It was
don't
a,
lie to
it's
the
a
good
blanket
folks
with
at home.
Sleeves. Okay.
It is my outdoor coat, and I shall wear it with my slippers because I am a trendsetter.
That's right. Exactly. Confidence in form and function.
Just wear it back to front. It's basically jumper, but you wear it back to front.
What do you mean you don't wear a blanket outside? You are so 2022.
Tomorrow I'm wearing two blankets just for you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Cricket. And if our listeners want to find more of you, I think we've alluded to it a few times. We'll put your you've got a link tree, I assume.
I have social. I have links. I can send you links. I am.
If
on
not,
we'll
all... make you a link tree.
Yeah, maybe you need to. I don't have a link tree, but
I might
do.
Have to make Cricket a link tree.
I am. My main channel is YouTube. I'm also on Twitch for live streams, hosting raids, and content with the puppy. Instagram and Twitter. They're my main platforms that I tend to communicate on. And then, if you want the personalized stuff or the closer connection, then take a look at investing in Patreon. So you never have to invest in Patreon. However, the Patreons, I cannot express how truly deeply grateful I am for them, and how much they have changed my life. And my ability to really embrace who I am and express who I am. So if you want to be part of that community, it's always there. You can come, you can take breaks, you can come back. You're always going to be warmly welcome and wanted. But otherwise, if you just want to support the channels by watching and encouraging me, YouTube, watching, commenting, thumbsing up, interaction, that is key. And I'll reply to you if you talk to me on any of the platforms, like publicly, not DMs, because they get naughty. But yeah, if you comment on YouTube, if you comment on Instagram or Twitter, that's me replying, liking. That's
there's no
all
secretary,
me.
There's no accountant, there's
no
publicist.
I do everything myself. Edit, publish, photograph, produce. That's why I have a strong selfie game. No one ever takes photos for me. It is just me and my hand and the selfie. I'm like, everyone just get in the background because this is all I can do. Like, I don't even have a phone stand. It's just selfie game. So
now yeah. to shout out some recent content of yours. I felt that you were creating content from Brisbane. I just felt a disturbance in the force. I'm like, cricket got a shundo. So I just want to say congrats on the shundo, Oddish. I felt it up here. And I have a feeling it caused ripples somewhere in the universe for everyone to know about it.
I lost my absolute bananas. I don't know how. I was standing up, walking, catching a shundo, and then I ended up on the floor. And I'm like, what happened to my legs? Like, oh, they didn't work. Where? Okay, that happened when I got my first shundo. I was just like all of a sudden on the floor. And I'm like, oh, bye-bye legs. Forgot how
that
to stand.
That was unknown in the German safari zone, a GoFest last week.
Yeah, that was, I did a lucky trade with a friend. 1 minute, my friend waited for me because I was doing meet and greets. And you know how I meet and greet, it's you line up, but it's worth the time investment. And my friend was like, cricket, we've got 1 minute to go. And I was like, oh, nuts, quick, get in, let's do this. Boom, boom, power trade. And then, yeah, so thank you for that. I'm so excited to get a shundo. It feels incredible. And I want everybody else to get that feeling too. And if I'm there while you get it, then we will jump around together. Yes.
Good. That's amazing. That's incredible. I really can't understate how much we appreciate you being willing to come on again and be our first guest, and just generally being willing to come on and chat with us. It's been wonderful. So yeah, just from the bottom of our hearts, thanks very much. We appreciate you, Cricket.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to be your first guest. And I'm very excited to see where this goes. Everyone, please make sure you're tuning in and supporting this brand new flavor of podcast. You might learn something new about someone else or yourself along the way. So please tune in whenever it is out, whether it's monthly, weekly, whatever, make sure you're tuning in.
And the best part is when you follow this feed, you also get the amazing GoCast podcast with Chris and Kyle and the PvP That's corner true. With Fish and DeFi also in the same feed. So it's not going to be, oh, when's the next episode? There's going to be more good content coming for you, even if this isn't on a fixed schedule per se.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself because I probably would have said the exact same thing.
Just with a very different accent.
Yeah. Although I don't know, I'm nailing a couple of these words. I don't know.
You've definitely been hanging around the Aussies. We can tell. We're like, oh, we have to think up something more difficult.
See, that's why I fed him a whole packet of Tim Tams last year. I knew that this would just get the palate ready to go.
That's right. Yeah, I've had some time to like incubate. Personally. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you once again, Cricket. We'll have information and links to all of your stuff in the show notes.
Thank you.
And yeah, of course. And we'll see you all next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.